Lori McCann. I am the marketing manager and a conference producer with Life Science Nation. I am joined today by Dr. Thomas Vogelsong. He is an investor, a life science advisor, and the director of deal flow with Keto Technology and Life Science. Tom, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, nice to meet you and talk with you here, Rory.
Great. I'd like you to share a little bit about your background, how you got involved with Keto Technology and Life Science. Would like to hear just a little bit of an overview of what brought you to where you are today.
Sure. My background is I'm an electrical engineer by training. Got into designing circuitry and devices and started out at GE, went to GE Medical Systems and really fell in love with just the life sciences, helping people with what they're doing. I left GE, went to smaller and smaller companies, including CEO of a startup at one point, raising money. So I've been on that side of the table. So after a long career in medical devices and technology, entrepreneurship, in retirement, I'm getting into angel investing. And I was looking around trying to help startups and just love the healthcare field. Looked around a lot of angel investor groups because I know a lot of smart people out there. And if I make my decision, I'll probably make it wrong. But if I help influence the decision of a group, much better chance of getting some winners. So I looked at a lot of groups and came across Keto Technology and Life Science. Fairly young group, but it's unique in a couple ways that I found attractive. One is that we cooperate with a lot of other angel groups. In fact, we do not lead investments, but we participate and co-invest with groups like Keiretsu, Life Science Angels, Band of Angels, Boston Harbor Angels, angel groups across the country and around the world.
That's great to hear. What was it about Keto Technology and Life Science that stuck out to you? You're in the Bay Area. There are so many options available. What about Keto really spoke to you as someone who had been a founder, had been through fundraising, was now looking to be on the other side of that conversation?
I think from the company point of view, it's just finding amazing CEOs with innovative products that are really solving real problems in the healthcare space and technology space. That's part of it. But from the investment side, one thing I found in my studies of angel investment returns is those that make a lot of small investments generally do very, very well. And those that make a few large investments don't do as well. Very hard to pick the winners. So we make a lot of very small investments, typically $50,000 to $100,000 in a company in the first round. And then we'll also participate follow-on rounds. So that's one thing that attracted me to Keto is even in just 3 years, we made over 100 investments in 65 portfolio companies.
Wow.
We typically do 2 to 4 per month. So very, very active, very busy. And that's part of my role as director of deal flow is going out to events like Resy, which are very efficient ways to find a lot of good companies, screen them, and then bring them back to our broader group that can do the further investigation. But we don't rely only on ourselves. Obviously, with that many investments, we can't do 6 months worth of detailed homework on each one. So we partner with other angel groups and help them with due diligence, rely on their expertise as well. And we call it double vetting. If that group's vetted it and then we vet it and we find it good, we figure we have a better batting average of finding a good number of winners. And that's panned out pretty well. We're having a couple exits potentially by the end of this year. And so far out of 65, only one failure. So very good batting average so far. Second thing that makes Keto unique is we are actually not a group of individual investors, but we are a company and we're shareholders in Keto. So our money goes into a pool. That money is then invested. And one problem with angel investing typically is you don't get any money back for 5 years or more. With Keto, it is our intention to be traded publicly on NASDAQ sometime within the next 12 months. And therefore, you can get liquidity and the benefit of the high returns on early stage investment. So our model is to become, quote, the ETF-like of early stage investing.
I'd like to go back to what you were saying about the volume of deal flow that you're handling on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis. That's a lot. And you mentioned that you use Resy to help narrow it down a little bit. You have been very active with the Resy conference. You've participated in a lot of ways, just about any way that an investor can. So I'd like to hear about what your strategy is, how you use Resy, and maybe how an early stage company that is fundraising can connect with an investor who is a good fit for their product and stage of development.
Yeah, good question. In order to pick a couple good winners per month, we start with a very big quantity of companies coming in the funnel. So we probably look at 100 companies a month. And if you go to Resy, you know, there's a couple hundred companies presenting. So it's a good way to see a lot of companies in a short period of time. We also see companies from around the world. We don't have a geographic preference. We will invest around the US, around the world. And so that's exciting. But to narrow our profile, we do early stage, we'll do seed and series A. So that blocks out a number of companies. We also look for companies that will have an exit within, say, 3 to 5 years. Look for a strong management team. We look for a reasonable regulatory pathway, but most of all, a fit with our investment thesis. So if we're investing, you know, $100,000, maybe it's a valuation in the under $10 million overall of the company. So there's some criteria that narrows it down. And then we set up a call with the company, make sure they have a lead investor. They don't have a lead investor, we're not interested. We'll put you on the watch list maybe, but they have to have a lead investor who's done due diligence. We'll share that with us, who's negotiated the terms, and the terms need to be reasonable and attractive. And then we can move quickly because we don't have to do 6 months of due diligence. We're relying on others. We can make a decision within a month and an investment. And then if Keto invests, the other thing I like about it is we will open it up to all the Keto shareholders to co-invest if they want to and if the CEO agrees. So I've made a few individual investments on top of Keto investments, and that is also attractive to the companies. And then finally, because of the expertise of all the advisors at Keto, we can bring knowledge, networking, expertise to the table, and we provide free advice to them from there on out. And there are no fees to the company, no fees to the investor, which also makes it attractive.
So your model seems very unique and perhaps not the type of model that a fundraising founder would really know to look for, but the benefits are pretty clear. What can a founder do to stand out to you and the team beyond matching the thesis and what you're looking for? What else can they do to stand out? And is there anything that they should know when reaching out to you, to Keto, to other maybe angel investment groups that have a similar model?
I think one piece of general advice to CEOs, for any investor to connect with them, is to do your homework on them. We do our homework on the company before we decide to invest, but it's really worth them doing homework on us. I put in a lot of effort on creating a Resy profile that people can look and see what is our investment thesis. If somebody comes to me and clearly is amiss, it tells me they haven't done the homework and I'm not going to be interested. But if they can digest what we're doing, we have a website, all our portfolio companies, and a lot of information is there. So if they go look at our website, get to know something about us. And then if they match that, then it's a matter of communication. Reaching out through email, through the Resy platform is a great, great way. I get many, many invitations for Resy meetings. I try to at least respond to all of them and say, sorry, it's not a fit, or yes, it's a fit. Let's have a 30-minute phone call and see where it goes from there. And then follow-up communication after that. And that is a big burden on me. I spend a lot of time. I do look at each company and try and digest what they're doing, see if it's a fit or not. Spend the time to communicate back. I expect them to do the same on their side. Look at my response, digest it, and send a response back to me.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. And that is a perspective that we hear frequently. It seems so obvious. Do your homework. As we wrap up, I'd like to hear a little bit about what Keto has on the horizon. What are you excited about? What does the near future look like?
The exciting part is getting back to in-person events. Although I have to say the Keto model, even before COVID hit, was very much remote. We use Zoom because we have our advisors that review deals all over the country and all over the world. So it's made it easier from that side for us to assess companies, to move quickly, to react quickly, to gather people in for a meeting. But I do miss the cocktail hours and the happenstance, the chance things over a discussion in the hallway. But I think the most exciting thing for us at Keto is doing our IPO and preparing, communicating right now with the SEC. Hopefully, again, by this time next year, you can go out and buy a share of Keto stock on NASDAQ. And we're very excited about that. That's a lot of effort, too. An exciting model. I think it is a unique model.
We wish the very best for keto. We hope that you're able to be in New York within, 12 months ringing that bell. We're very excited for you and really proud to have you part of the Resi community. So Tom, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Rory.